and I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his re-election campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. But the president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside and that he can't beat Donald Trump.
I'm the most qualified person to beat him. I know how to get things done.
Even when it was suggested leading Democrats are trying to gently push him out, Biden says there's only one voice that could persuade him.
If the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The low-profile moderate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has pledged to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms its people have yearned for, has won the country's runoff presidential vote. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Analysts say Pezeshkian's win might result in a more pragmatic foreign policy for Iran, ease tensions over now-stalled talks with major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal, and improve prospects for social liberalization and political pluralism. However, some voters tell Reuters they're skeptical about Pezeshkian's ability to fulfill campaign promises, as he's publicly said before he doesn't intend to confront Iran's power elite of clerics and security hawks.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a U.S.-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel commit up front to a complete end to the war. The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and set the stage for further talks. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in the past 2 weeks amid anti-government protests sparked by proposals to raise taxes. According to the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, so far, there have been 41 deaths, 35 abductions, and 746 arrests as a result of the anti-finance bill protests. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
In an interview on Sunday, President William Ruto denied police involvement in disappearances and broadly defended the actions of the security forces. However, Irungu Horton, executive director at Amnesty International Kenya, said,
"This pattern that we had not seen probably at this scale since the 1980s, where people who are considered to be protesters or organizers or even just simply voices of dissent are being plucked from their homes or even as they go to church with their family."
Though Ruto withdrew the proposed tax increases, an allegedly heavy-handed reaction has raised fears of rights backsliding.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Russian strikes have left over 100,000 households without power in northern Ukraine and cut off the water supply to the regional capital of Sumy. Civilian casualties rose sharply in the country's east, where Russian shelling killed 11 civilians overnight. The northern Sumy region, which borders Russia, was plunged into darkness after Russian attacks late on Friday. Hours later, a drone strike interrupted water supplies to the provincial capital of Sumy. Hundreds of mostly exiled Tibetans celebrate the Dalai Lama's 89th birthday in India's Dharamshala. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The main celebrations took place at the temple inside the complex where the spiritual leader lives. Tibetan and Buddhist flags adorn poles and railings. Artists from the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts, dressed in traditional attire, played the drums and some marched with bagpipes, drawing cheers and applause from the crowd. Buddhist nuns, as teachers, helped children with their makeup as they prepared to perform traditional dances. The Dalai Lama has made the hillside town his headquarters since fleeing Tibet after a failed uprising against Chinese rule in 1959. Representatives of a Tibetan government in exile also reside there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain wants a balanced position on the war in the Middle East, its new foreign minister David Lammy told Reuters on Saturday. Lammy said Britain will use diplomatic efforts to ensure a ceasefire is reached and hostages held by Palestinian militant group Hamas are released.
"The fighting has to stop. The aid has got to get in. And I will use all diplomatic efforts to ensure that we get to that ceasefire."
The Labour Party suffered a significant election setback in areas with large Muslim populations in the election on Friday, despite a landslide victory in the parliamentary vote. I'm Alexis Strope.